The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, John Fardy's with me. Severance.
Yeah, the hottest show at the moment on Apple TV has returned after a long pause from its first season back in 3 years ago at this stage, which is hard to believe. Ben Stiller directs, which is kind of intriguing. Very smart guy, though. And what we have is, and I want to be careful not to turn you off here, because this is a very philosophical show, but it's very entertaining. The premise is there are these people who go to work every day in an office in an organization called Lumen. And they get in a lift and they are severed in the sense that they have no memory of the life they lead at home. They get into this lift, they are in Lumen, and they have no memory of that life whatsoever. When they leave Lumen and they go back in this lift, they have no memory of where they
Okay, so when they get home, they only have a home life.
Exactly.
And when they're in work, they only have a work life.
Yeah, so this could be seen as some grand meditation on all sorts of things like the work-life balance. This is it to the nth degree.
Yeah.
Or it could be a whole thing about memory. What would it do to you if you had no memories? Like if you went home at night and you couldn't remember anything about what you did all day. It's kind of fascinating. But that could be as dry as SH1T if we weren't careful. But this is anchored in a brilliant, clever show. The main character is a guy called Mark, played by Adam Scott, who, this isn't a spoiler, and I want to be very careful about spoilers here, but he's lost his wife and he signed up for this, as other people have in Lumen, because he wants a break every day from, you know, the troubles.
Oh, so they know when they go into Lumen, this is what happens to them.
And
it's hard to know how they know that.
I want to keep this clear in my head. When they're not in Lumen, they know that they go somewhere every day to work and they know nothing about it. Right? I know. And when you're watching it, you keep scratching your head going, hang on. And you turn to maybe the
person. So this guy wants to not have to grieve 24/7.
Exactly.
So for 12/7, he's in Lumen and he's not grieving at all. There's no memory of ever having a wife.
Exactly. When he's in Lumen.
Yeah,
and then when
he
comes
home.
That
effect is there. You know?
Yeah, no, I know. And it's fascinating. But, and here's the thing, because, you know, 10 episodes of that could get a little dull. A lot of stuff goes on. So there are a lot of little, let's call them Easter eggs in Lumen from the outside world. And they're called innies and outies. So when you're in Lumen, you're an innie. When you're outie, you're obviously out of Lumen. But there are a cast of characters who seem to be largely embracing this Lumen organization. And what's fascinating is you're not sure what they actually do. It's something to do with numbers. And they're on these computer screens and they're coding numbers and they're not sure what they're actually doing. Is it, you know, bomb disposal? It could be any kind of algorithm or it could be nothing at all. Like, it's fascinating the work they do, but it might mean nothing or it might mean everything.
Have you got any clips that you can make sense of?
Yes, absolutely. Before I lose you utterly. So when we take it up, there's a character called Helly who's literally her first day in the office lying on a desk, not knowing where she is, having signed up for this herself. So here's a flavour of how Helly's getting on in Lumen.
So I'll never leave here.
You'll leave at 5. Well, actually, they stagger our exit, so 5:15. But it won't feel like it, not to this version of you anyway.
Do you have a family?
You'll never know.
And I have no choice.
Well, every time you find yourself here, it's because you chose to come back.
It's like, you know, being able to switch on and off Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. And what's fascinating about this show is it's like a thought experiment. You do get ideas about free will and memory and all those kind of things. I mean, for anyone, myself included, who may have been in certain office situations, you might get post-traumatic stress disorder because the minutiae of office life is covered in a brilliant kind of way. And there are all these little things, you know, you can win waffles at the end of the week and stuff like that. Like, it's the worst kind of corporate horror show that some of us could possibly experience. But the thing is, that's all very dark and dreary, but as I say, there are things in it that lift it out of that. So for instance, and this isn't a spoiler because I want to be really careful about it, but this guy Mark when he's out, we see him in the first episode, someone has left Lumen. So he knew him very well in Lumen, this guy called Petey. That's as far as I'll go. And he meets Petey in his outie life. And he's like, who are you? And he says, I work with you in Lumen. And then this creates this other narrative strand about somebody who's left, which really gives the show momentum.
You have another clip?
I do indeed. So there are various buzzes, and it has a brilliant cast, like Patricia Arquette's in there, John Turturro, Christopher Walken, the great Christopher Walken. There's a great actor who I wasn't even aware of called Tramell Tillman, who plays kind of one of the head honchos and makes sure everyone's keeping a stuff upper lip in Lumen. He comes to realise that the main character, Mark, has said something unpleasant about him in a missive in Lumen.
Dear Audi, I don't know if this will reach you, but I'm writing to alert you of the heinous conditions in the severed office to which you have transferred me. The branch is run by a shambolic rube who goes by Milkshake.
Oh my God.
A man whose stupidity is rivaled only by that of the nine core principles. If you must continue to send me here, please consider strapping a bomb to me so that I may explode both Milkshake and the very spirit of Keir Egan. Wrathfully, your innie, Mark W.
Oh my God, that's very serious.
Do you really think I'm a shambolic rube?
I'm not sure I understand any of this.
Egan is the person in charge of Lumen who may or may not be alive. So this could be a cult organization. It could be corporate America. It could be all sorts of things. Perhaps my powers of description are leaving you cold.
Is it sci-fi?
A touch of that. It's comedy. It's definitely existential drama. I think you'll really like this if you give it a go.
Okay, now, what have you got on screen time?
So Mike Leigh, the famed English director, who has a reputation for not suffering fools lightly. This fool was a bit worried, but I had a brilliant chat with him about his new movie, Hard Truths. We'll be looking at the Oscars and all the week's new releases, including the 3 hours and 35 minutes long Brutalist, which we're going to hear about in the Oscars.
Okay, by the way, one of my listeners says, don't forget an Irish director by the name of Aoife McArdle was behind several episodes of Series 1 of Severance, just Ben Stiller.
Absolutely. He did the first few. He's the executive producer, but she's in there as well. Season 2 has just started on Apple TV. Pat, get on it.
I'll get on it. I'll do my best. John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, thank you very much. Now, we have latest news in the Doyle.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.